Daily Light, May the 3rd, Morning. You therefore must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. You shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have separated you from the peoples, that you should be mine. You were bought with a price, so glorify God in your body. You have been filled in him who is the head of all rule and authority, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness. Be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. You therefore must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Matthew 5:48, and Genesis 17:1, Leviticus 20:26, 1 Corinthians 6:20, Colossians 2:10, Titus 2:14, 2 Peter 3:14, Psalm 119:1, James 1:25, and Psalm 139:23 and 24. Daily Light, May the 3rd, Evening. Bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. Beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit. Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age. Let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Not that I have already obtained this, or am already perfect. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God, 2 Corinthians 7:1, and Psalm 51:6, Titus 2:12, Matthew 5:16, Philippians 3:12, 1 John 3:3, 2 Corinthians 5:5, Ephesians 4:12 and 13.